Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Members of the Pella Christian High School Theater Troupe, Avery Verhoof and Abby Dart, join us on today's program to discuss their success in 2023 and the upcoming Iowa High School Musical Theater Awards this Thursday. Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with Abby Dart and Avery Verhoof, two of the members of the Pella Christian Theater Troupe who were honored by the Iowa High School Musical Theater Awards, which has become a huge tradition here. Both of you were triple threat winners among the top actresses selected in the state. I'll start with the senior, Avery. First of all, what did it mean for the entire theater troupe to be recognized for Cinderella and obviously for yourself in particular?
Yeah, it was an incredible feeling, and it was an incredible experience to get to talk to people and just celebrate together in God's goodness how Pella Christian has been awarded this outstanding musical for 3 consecutive years now, and this becomes 4. And it was just an incredible time to just talk to people and celebrate how we put all this hard work into the show, and now we get to celebrate it, and we get to see how God's goodness has been faithful.
Well, and Abby, what's so cool, and I know you're kind of a bit of a historian with your theater here at PC, is the names that have won these awards before, including Triple Threat. I imagine you're excited to join some of those students who, many of whom pursued acting after school and added so much to Pella Christian Theater that kind of set the stage for both of you.
Yeah, so it's an incredible honor, and this is my second year doing Triple Threat. Which was just crazy. I remember when we got the email of the Triple Threat invitation, I called Avery and we were like screaming on the phone. So we were just so excited because this was one of the most fun roles that I've ever gotten to do, and I wouldn't have wanted to do it with anyone other than Avery. It was so incredible, and yeah, getting to, you know, join names like Tyler Agosol and whatnot for who have gone to New York and Chicago to pursue acting and are in shows, and this being something that I want to do for the rest of my life. It's very cool, and it's really awesome opportunity to work with professionals and to work with a bunch of other super talented people across the state of Iowa.
Well, and Avery, Cinderella, I had a chance to see it in its final dress rehearsal. I got to take pictures of it, but obviously a show that was very dynamic. It was a musical, of course, and on top of that, very visual. What was it like, you know, when you found out you had the award, and what kind of memories flooded back from that show and that production? Because here at PC Theater, the memories, there's a lot of them, because there's a lot of work that goes in, even in the summer.
Like you said, Andrew, this show was, to be put frank, crazy. There was so much going into it, so much. All the things with the tech, the music, the costumes, everything came together. And to be honest, I didn't think it would, but that's what came into my brain when I got the invitation for Triple Threat and all this stuff, and we were celebrating together. I just thought back of how I did not think we would pull the show off, but it became an incredible, incredible experience. And I just feel so blessed that I got to be a part of it, because who doesn't want to come see a show about a princess who get everything she wants and then the ugly stepsisters who just whine in the background?
Well, and that's, you self-described the stepsisters there, two of them are here. And Abby, one of the cool parts about the awards each year is not only, of course, you on stage, there's been a lot of great actors who have gotten this award, the technical crew and the directors and all the above. It takes a whole village here at PC Theater, and I think there's been more recognition for that group. And it's a group that I'm sure goes underappreciated sometimes when people show up to the shows, but you got to sound and look good too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our techies, they do so much behind the scenes. They're so sometimes underappreciated, but in all honesty, like, we could not do this show without them. And they're usually quieter people, and they usually kind of stay in the back. But when time comes for production and production week, they are like the most loud and aggressive and organized people you've ever met. You're like, are these even high school students? They just know how to put the whole show together. You know, they know how to communicate with our directors and such. So they do a lot of good work, and it's really cool to see them get recognized for that.
Well, and you even got to step on the director's side because of Tulip Court duties for the spring show. And Avery, this marks the end of your time, obviously, at PC Theater. And I know it's something that's been very special and important to you. So as a student director, as an actress, as a dancer, and all the above, what has this program meant to you? And what's it like to leave with such a high honor and to maybe leave a legacy for the next generation?
Oh, it's more than words could ever say. I feel so blessed to be a part of this program, and I just can't imagine what life's going to be like without it, because I've just known it for so long, And I'm excited to see where I will go, but I know I'm just going to miss the time together and the times to create something through the work that only God has given us. And it's just an incredible honor to walk out of the program knowing that I've achieved something so honorable and that I've worked my butt off to get it. And it's an incredible feeling. And I just have to remind myself constantly that God has good things, but it's going to be hard to walk away. That's for sure.
Well, Abby, you get one more year. You get one more crack at this coming up. And on top of that, both of you get to perform with the Iowa High School Musical Theater Awards on June 1st. I imagine, though, you're just excited for what this next year holds. And obviously, probably by this time next year, you and I might be talking about the same thing with Avery. But in the meantime, you've still got some work to do.
Yeah, so super excited for June 1st. Avery and I will be in a spotlight medley. And we'll get to perform Stepsisters Lament at the Civic Center. And then I'll be in the Triple Threat medley, which will be super fun and cool to work with all the other people. And then next fall, we have Mary Poppins, which is going to be so cool. We're going to have so much technical stuff with flying and magic and all of that fun stuff. And it's crazy to think that it's going to be my last year at Pella Christian. It's hard to think about it being the last musical, the last large group, the last spring play, but you know, that is the last step for me before I go off to college and continue, hopefully, and pursue these dreams that I have. And hopefully, by the grace of God, I will be prepared. And I think Pella Christian does a really good job of preparing you as not even just an artist, but as a person to go out into the world and to pursue your dreams and to do what you love.
Well, and Avery will get that chance to kick that off here coming up this fall. Avery Verhoef and Abby Dart, two of the winners, award winners from the Iowa High School Musical Theater Awards. Ladies, congratulations. Avery, it's been a pleasure. Abby, looking forward to next year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, Avery Verhoef and Abby Dart of the Pella Christian Theater Troupe will perform as part of the Iowa High School Musical Theater Awards this Thursday at the Des Moines Performing Arts Center. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBLS.com under podcasts, or subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.